is Paloma.
And this is Rachel.
And this is Good Girls Don't.
And welcome back.
It's been a month.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been a really long,
hard month.
Has
it been a month? I don't even know. Oh my God.
It's sad.
Okay. I honestly feel like I have no concept of time anymore.
I don't either.
Yeah. I feel like there's like two times in my, like on my radar, like not enough time and...
God, you sound like a meme that I'm going to get from an old person.
I feel like a meme that you're going to get from an old person.
You're a walking old person meme. Yes. Good job, Rachel.
That's what I'm going to be for Halloween.
Oh, squad goals. All right. Okay, so it's been a month. It's been a really long, hard month.
It has. It's
been rough.
And I've barely even seen you. I haven't really seen you in like 3 weeks.
Oh, we went to the Demolition Derby.
Yeah.
We haven't even talked about that.
I know. It's not even on our like agenda tonight.
Okay. So let's handle this real quick.
Okay. That was the last time I saw you. That was three weeks ago.
Really? Oh, I forgot the tickets. Bobby had to like try to walk home. The babysitter was meeting him to give us the tickets that we left at home. We get in. We get our beers. Everything's fine. The best derby I've ever seen.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Oh my God. Do you remember? So the one guy, so there are rules to the derby. You can't hit on the driver's side. Nobody wants to get killed for this, obviously. But at one point, somebody hit the car and the person didn't agree with the way they got hit and they got out of the car and wanted to fight.
Yes.
That was the first I've ever seen that.
There was that. Was it me or did it feel like there were even more rounds of the derby this time?
It felt like there were more rounds, but there were also, the cars lasted longer. That's what it was.
So maybe that was it.
Yeah. Apparently these weren't the run of the mill, shitty derby cars.
These were like super cars built to last. Yeah.
They probably had like some brand new car with just a bad exterior.
Yeah.
It's all a trick. But there was at one point, didn't a car like run up on the other one? And
yeah, there was a lot of good derby drama. And then, but then like half the time you and I were just like, talking like really excitedly about politics.
Well, probably. We got in a fight. A little fight. In my opinion, it wasn't a fight, but then I saw that you kind of got mad. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Well, I got just as mad as I always get when we get into these fights.
But when we were having this conversation, I really didn't think it was going to go that way. Like, I truly didn't. And then I was like, ah, shit.
Well, you know how I feel about these things.
I know.
But here's the thing. I got you back by spilling wine all over you.
Oh, and it came. So you spilled red wine on my white dress.
Yeah.
Yes. Somehow, I don't know how, it did not stain my dress.
I'm so glad.
Because I had like a little floral print.
I just kept hand talking when we were like, the wine. So maybe I had a little bit too much wine that night. You know, I wasn't driving. And
we were having fun.
Like, I think that I like, by the time I got home, luckily I was wearing mostly black, but I was wearing a denim skirt. And so there was wine all over my skirt.
I had
like wine stains on my arm, like sticky wine. I got home and I was like, damn.
My favorite part was when I'm starting to feel a little too funny. Yeah. I'm probably going to cool it out. Bobby said, do you want another beer? And I said, oh no, I can't. He said, why? Do you feel like a bad mom? Wait a minute.
Fuck
you. Is there something we need to talk about? Because I thought we had a babysitter and I was good.
You are fine.
So then I was like, you get me that other beer.
You're like, now I want
right
to.
Right now. I'll show you a bad mom.
Yeah, I'm going to drink my feelings right now.
But anyway, and then at the end of the derby, the one thing I remember, my one regret of that night is I'd had quite a bit to drink by that point.
Yeah.
Somebody threw their cigarette on the ground. And I stamped it out and they got mad at me. I was like, oh no.
When did that happen? It was in the derby itself or on the fairgrounds?
We're on our way out. Everyone was kind of leaving and we're all standing in a circle and there was another group of people near us.
I don't remember that. I must have been.
That was like one time I was like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Well, they shouldn't have thrown it on the ground.
In my mind, I saw a flickering, I was doing the world
I'm siding with you on this one.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. If you threw it on the ground, what are you going to do? Go back and get it again?
I know.
Seriously. Hey. Oh, excuse me. I was just saving that for later in the dust.
So I was just thinking about getting my ass kicked, which reminds me of a dream I had last night.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. I haven't told anybody about this, but it's really funny. I was mentoring this young boy, but all of a sudden he decided he was going to join a gang and he shaved his head and he got a head tattoo all across his head.
Ooh.
Guess what the gang's name was and guess what was tattooed across his head?
I can't even guess.
Cabo Wabo.
Cabo Wabo.
That was the name of the gang.
I'm now going to die.
That tattooed.
I'm literally
going to
choke and die on the humor. Yeah. Oh my God.
What? Okay, what is in my brain that would make that dream happen.
You want to go back to Cabo Wabo with us?
I guess so. Yeah. But I haven't even thought about Cabo. Oh, I was thinking about David Lee Roth before bed. I see where this is going.
Well, okay. I mean,
wait a minute. Not before bed. But I know that got weird. Bobby and I were watching videos, and I thought about David Lee Roth.
Videos?
We were watching Night Flight. He's been really into Night Flight.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, long story.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I think where do we even go from here?
Well, I was going to tell you about my trip this last weekend.
Okay, that's where we go.
Yeah, so I stayed in a cabin in Arnold with my cousin and her three triplet boys who are 13. Huh. Three 13-year-old boys. My sister and her husband, and then Bobby, Rosalie, and I. So it's this cabin in Arnold. And you know how, like, when you get a VRBO, almost all of them, mm-hmm. they always have something weird about them. Or, like, it's the decor is leftovers from their house.
It's
or
always
they
leftover
didn't
decor.
Anymore.
And it always, okay, here's the thing. It always looks a hell of a lot cuter in the picture.
Yes.
Or a bigger.
Yes.
And then you get there and you're like the place we stayed yes. in last year, where you're like, it's huge. And then you get there, you're like, huh. And it's all really weird. Like, it's a funky layout and it's the decor you don't want in your
exactly.
house.
Exactly. It's all the bits and parts that,
yeah, the stuff that people gave
toys.
You. And like, you're like, oh, I'll put this in my other house.
Exactly. Yeah. But okay. This house, not the case. This was an awesome house. Nothing funky, decorated well, mm-hmm. beautiful, like what a VRBO should be. Like, yeah. Match the pictures, great layout, everything, perfect. Bobby and I get in, we got there before anyone else, and we're just like, oh my God, this is a dream come true. But they were like, okay, it's hot. Well, let's go turn on the air.
Oh no.
There's no air conditioning.
Oh no.
And it was like, in Arnold, on Labor Day weekend, it should be bearable.
Oh no, the not
house,
last weekend though.
No, the house thermostat at one point it got up to 88 in the house. Okay, and my husband, God, I love my husband so much, but he can't handle the heat and he is cranky.
I couldn't handle that.
We don't fight that often. The whole first day it was like it was really terrible.
Oh my God.
But the trip was great, the house is great, it was good company. Mm. It was really fun. It just, there was this time of day that we had to plan for. So that's it. Good trip.
All right.
End of summer, though, which means
back to school.
Yay, hey, Rachel.
Which I've actually been back to school now for 3 weeks, but
how's
who's counting? It's going pretty well. So second semester, right, of teaching, you know, full time. And in many ways, it's easier because I know where things are now.
Like the coffee pot? What?
Yeah, no, like where my classes are. Oh, like okay. last semester, I got lost looking for one of my classrooms because it just was not. And it turns out everybody gets lost looking for this room that's just not.
I'm curious now.
Like, it's not labeled or whatever. And you know, there's not any like really good signage for it. So this semester, I'm like, I know where basically things are, but now they're trying to, I feel like, try me with like really small things. Like, oh, you don't have a computer in your classroom. It's like, well, the entirety of my lectures is computer-based. Like, I use projector and video, and like, so I have to get moved into another classroom. So there's that. Huh. And then I don't have a key for that classroom, but it's taking weeks to get a key.
This sounds like a bad dream.
Yeah, so I keep having to ask, so here's the funny thing. I keep having to ask this guy in the computer lab to let me in to my classroom because the lab is sort of adjacent to it. And every time, he's an employee there, he's not a student. Every time I'm like, hey, you know, I need to get let into room, blah, blah, blah. And every time he stands up and introduces himself as if he's never met me. And I'm like, yeah, I know who you are, Dan. This is like the fourth time I've asked you to let me into this classroom, Dan.
That is really funny.
So there's that.
His name's actually Daniel, but you guys have met each other so many times.
Right.
He's Dan.
I'm at the point where I'm calling him Danny Boy. But so there's that. But then the other weird thing about, like, not weird thing, but this semester, let me preface this by saying it's like, I really do love teaching. And like,
of course you do.
90% of what I love about teaching is the students. Like, they really do make the job interesting and fun, and they make it different from semester to semester. And it's like, it's challenging, but in a good way. And you just have, you know, so many different personalities, you know, and it's a community college. So you have people of different skill levels and different sort of educational backgrounds. Well, I feel like this semester I've gotten quite a few people who aren't clear on what the concept of school is, period. So, for example, I had a student, at least two or three times I've had students completely show up at the wrong time and be like, oh, I thought the class started at... So I have an 8:30 class, right? I have an 8:30 class Tuesday, Thursday. This guy shows up at 9:30.
Stop.
And he's like, I thought the class was at 8:30. I'm like, no, it's at 9:30. Then I have... So that happened a couple of times. There's one guy who came on Thursday. And he wasn't there the first day, Tuesday. And he's like, oh, I thought it was just a Thursday class.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, it's...
Okay, no, that's a lie.
Okay. So then he ended up dropping.
Yeah.
Then there was the guy who emailed me, I think on... He emailed me this Tuesday. And he's like, hi, professor. I just wanted to see if I had class with you today.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. I feel like you've had that guy before.
I feel like I have, too.
I feel like that's a reoccurring student.
I'm like, well, yeah, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. You have a Tuesday, Thursday class with me. Yes, you have. I mean, thank you for checking, I guess. But I'm like, I'm turning into that. You're in college now. Like, I can't hold your hand. And like, so there's that. So, but you know what? Most of the time, most of the students, even the ones who I have to remind to, there's no sleeping in my class.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, that happened this week. I'm like, are you okay? Okay, good, because you're not supposed to be sleeping.
Oh, my God.
As long as you're alive, I'm fine. You know, it's like, get your head up off the desk. I didn't make
okay.
you. Yeah, so there's that.
That's but depressing.
I'm back to school. Well, speaking of depressing.
Okay.
Speaking of back
I guess
to school.
Let's do it.
Let's rip off the Band-Aid. So it has been a really weird week at school. Just like
it's
a weird...
been a really weird 8 months.
Yes.
But, okay.
But the tension and I think the sense of fear and sense of vulnerability and people being worried has really been heightened this week with Trump's decision on DACA. And I go to a school where there are a lot of students who will be affected by this. We actually have a club. It's called Undocumented and Unafraid.
Oh, really?
We have this club on campus. And let me tell you, I mean, it's called Undocumented and Unafraid, but they're afraid. And I,
well,
and,
yeah.
So I advise the student newspaper, and we have a student who's been trying to do a story on it, and none of the students will speak to him. And I understand, like, not even off the record or even anonymously. So we can only really talk to official administrative sources. And I am happy to be working for a district that has come out immediately with statements on, you know, our commitment is to our students mm-hmm. and taking, you know, protecting them in any way we can. But it's like, I know that I'm on campus walking along people who are in fear of whether or not they can stay. And it's really just upsetting. Upsetting is like not even the right word for it. Like upsetting seems to almost minimize it. But it's heartbreaking to me.
Absolutely. But well, they should have solace in Donald Trump's latest tweet regarding DACA.
Mm.
Not that he told them not to worry.
Mm.
They're going to be fine.
I
don't understand the concept. And then there's the whole like element of it that apparently, you know, Obama made a unilateral decision and that's why it's unconstitutional. However, there was a unilateral decision made regarding
the transgender ban.
Well, not even that. I was actually, yes.
Yeah.
But not, I wasn't even thinking about that. There's more.
Yeah. But wait, there's more.
But regarding the Muslim, quote unquote,
the
Muslim
ban. Yeah.
Same exact thing. So
yeah.
I just don't understand it. And
it's like, I mean, not that this Trump would care about this. It's like one executive order was inclusive. The other one was exclusive.
Absolutely.
And
this tears families apart. Well, I mean, actual sort of the Muslim ban. Sorry.
Yeah.
They all do. But
yeah.
I mean,
This is immediately, and it penalizes people. I mean, first of all, the Muslim ban is awful because it penalizes somebody for their faith,
yes.
which is just, you know, and it puts a blanket stereotype or a blanket assumption about people that is awful. The DACA thing, it just like, to me, it maybe just because I'm actually around people who I know. I mean, I know I'm around people who will be affected by the Muslim ban too, but I look at students who are trying to get an education.
Yeah.
And
well, yeah,
trying
we live
to,
in California.
You know, and it's like, these students I'm not saying anything new, but it's like, they had no control over how they got to this country. And it's like, they should not be penalized in any way, shape, or form. I mean, I agree that it's like being a part of the DACA program, it's like, let's create a pathway to citizenship for them. And maybe Obama's program wasn't strong enough with that, but fix that. Don't just throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Well, exactly. Well, literally almost.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, these people are going to, I mean, that's the thing that keeps coming up. They're going to go to a country they've never known. That's not their home.
Yeah.
They don't understand. But the other thing is, too, is America's going to be, we're going to be missing out. Those are
absolutely
contributing citizens who work. They go to school.
Yeah. They've all gone through background checks. It's not like, you know, anybody who's in the DACA program has gone through a rigorous background check. They're in school or they're contributing to society in some way. I mean, frankly, they're better citizens in my mind than Trump's children.
Okay, well, so let's talk about this. The reason why DACA isn't as big of a story as it should be is because the rapture is happening.
It's because there's not going to be a world in probably, and the earth is going to be gone in about a month probably, yes. If we're lucky, if we get that long.
We've got hurricanes, solar flares, earthquake.
Where was the solar flare?
Well, from the sun to us, but I don't know exactly where, but it basically like knocked out some GPS systems.
Oh.
Like it was a bigger one that there's ever
been. Awesome. I didn't even hear about that.
I mean, it protects our world enough. But this is the first one that like
okay, gave us some real effects. Flares, hurricanes, earthquakes last night.
Earthquakes in Mexico.
Raging fires all along the western U.S.
Raging fires.
I didn't even bring this up with you before. We have so much to talk about. Corey's dad and stepmom had to evacuate their home in Brookings, Oregon.
So I'm friends with her, Janine, stepmother.
Okay. Yeah.
Is she stepmother-in-law?
Stepmother-in-law.
I'm friends with her on Facebook now, so I've been following that.
Yeah, so they had to evacuate because the fire got within, I think, 2 miles of their house. Yeah. And now they're on, at least earlier this week, they were on a level three, they were on level three evacuation, meaning they had to be ready to go at any time because the fire had jumped the line again. So there's that. And then we had like intense heat here in California.
Yeah.
And then, which honestly, it's like, it's awful, but I felt I could not bring myself to complain about it too much because I'm like, well, at least I'm not drowning in a hurricane.
Yeah, exactly. A month ago, there were, I'm not going to say it right. U.S. diplomats in Cuba. Did you hear about that? About the audio warfare or whatever it is where they basically you can create sound waves to destroy somebody's hearing.
No, I didn't.
And that was happening in Cuba to our diplomats.
Jesus.
And they were sent back to the United
States. I mean, I heard about the Russian consulate in San Francisco, burning of things, God. The smoke, burning stuff.
I got chills up and down my arms when that happened.
My God. One of my students was actually in San Francisco when that happened, and he said that he was like actually watching the smoke from the building, assuming that they were burning stuff, you know, in there to.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, I feel like these could be end days.
Oh, wait. And then this motherfucker, Rush Limbaugh. Okay.
This motherfucker. Oh my.
All I can say is this motherfucker.
Excuse me. Oh my fucking God. Why is this person allowed to even breathe the air?
I don't know. Okay. So he says that it's a liberal conspiracy.
Yeah, let's back up. He says that Hurricane Irma is a liberal conspiracy.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Nobody should evacuate.
It's a conspiracy thought up by liberals in order to make money. And I'm like, make money off of what, motherfucker?
Oh, no. News? Advertising. Come on. Duh. Okay. Selling water.
Obviously.
Yeah. Okay. But so this motherfucker, right? But then this little bitch. First sign of some rain hits the road.
Yeah, he has a home in Florida.
He's
or
like
some,
the first guy out.
He's like, oh, excuse me, liberal conspiracy coming through. Yeah, he calls it a hoax, and then he's one of the first people to hit the highway.
I wish he believed his own conspiracy, I wish he would just stay there.
Just
right out of the storm, Rush.
Right out the storm and drown.
See how it goes.
I don't normally wish those sorts of things on people, but I think Rush Limbaugh's a pretty good exception to wish.
Hey,
he's such a bloated gas bag, he'll just float away.
I actually talked about this to Bobby last night. I'm like, I have a list of a few people who I wish would die that I feel like I don't think you should wish death upon people.
I'm the same way, however.
And I told Bobby tonight, I'm like, I do. I can't help it. I don't want to feel that way, but I do.
I'm the same way. I do not. I normally 99.9% of the time, I would not wish death or even grievous injury on somebody.
I'll tell you the other two I wish death upon.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I'm looking forward to this.
Okay. So I want to try something here because something I want to talk about, but I think because between you and I, this is a touchy subject.
Oh, here we go.
So I want to have, let's make it snappy. But I'm just going to give you a couple thoughts. You give me a couple thoughts and then let's just disperse.
Let it go. Drop it like it's hot.
Okay. Yes. Hillary Clinton's book. Oh, actually, I'm going to start. I'm going to interview you for a moment.
Oh, God.
Just with a one word answer. Yes or no?
Sure.
Do you think that book is constructive?
For her.
Oh, I said yes or no. Rachel, God, this is why we can't talk about this.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Okay. I just feel like it's not the time or the place. Like, come on. I get it. We all understand. We all watch the news. We all know what happened. Not the time. Come on,
Here's
lady.
Here's my longer answer.
Okay.
Until people stop, and I don't want to get into the arguments of whether they're right or wrong or whatever, until people stop their quest to psychoanalyze everything she did wrong.
But nobody cares anymore. That's my point.
They do care.
No.
Do you not go on Twitter? Oh, they care.
Well, I don't go on Twitter.
So there you go.
So I don't go on Twitter. But here's my thought. We've moved into a different world now. Yeah. We've moved into a world of like every day where we turn on the news and I don't recognize anything.
Yeah.
I don't care about Hillary Clinton now. She's old news to me. Like, we've got serious problems. We need to look forward to the future. The Democrats need to figure out a fucking platform.
I'm not disagreeing. That all that said, I'm just like, let her have her book.
But I think it just was like rehashing things, just bringing up stuff that didn't need to be, but like, come on, let's let that go.
Well,
let's
move on. To be fair.
Okay.
And this is just me speculating, not necessarily disagreeing with you that it's like I don't necessarily right now, for me, we're almost too close to everything that happened for me to want to read that book and rehash it. Like, it's too soon. Yeah. But my speculation is that she got that book deal right after she probably got the book deal even before the election. Like, you're going to write this book one way or the other.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're either going to be the first female president.
So she has a book deal and a deadline to meet. She's got to write it no matter what. And unfortunately, the outcome is not what any of us wanted it to be, but she's still got to write this book about it.
Okay. Yeah, but, you know what? You got me there.
All right.
But for me, I'm just, come on.
So don't buy it. Don't read it.
I'm not gonna.
All right. So then what are we even arguing about?
But see, I just should have.
You brought it up.
Every fight we've ever gotten in has, well, not every fight. In the past year.
Yes. All of our fights in the past year
have been about Hillary Clinton.
There might have been one that wasn't about Hillary.
No, I'm pretty sure they've all been.
No, I think there might have been one. I'll have to think about it.
I am almost certain. The Derby fight was about Hillary Clinton.
The Derby fight was about Hillary. If I remember it, I'll let you know.
Okay.
But yes.
I think it's hard to think of.
Are we going
to
get into a fight about fights?
Yes, we're going to get a fight about what fight we had. Well, okay. I'm going to soften it up. Ready?
Okay.
Guess what, Rosalie? So tonight, Bobby and I asked her what she wanted to be for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
First, she said Elsa, actually. I'm going to be really honest. She said Elsa. We're like, you were Elsa for your birthday party. You actually have an Elsa dress that you wear to school every day. You're Elsa every day.
You are Elsa. Yeah.
Like, come on. So we said, why don't you think of something else? She goes, okay, I want to be a harp.
A harp?
Yeah. And we're like, a harp? Like the instrument? She said, yeah. Everyone thinks harps are pretty, and I want everyone to think I'm beautiful.
Aww. So I assume she's seen a harp?
Well, I guess it's not like a big topic at our house. We don't go around playing harp music.
Well, you do have that giant harp in your corner.
You know, no, I mean, don't. The harp's not really something we talk about.
Wow.
But apparently at some point she heard a harp, thought it was really beautiful.
Aww.
And she wants to be a harp.
So she wants to be a harp.
For Halloween.
I really love this.
Okay, so this is this beautiful, cute story about my child. But then there's this ugly side.
Oh, good.
So the other night, so we lay with her before bed. And, you know, she lays between Bobby and I. We wait till she falls asleep. Because apparently we're not very good parents. But besides that. So the other night, usually it's this like kind of sweet, special time of night. The other night, Dad, you have bad breath.
Sorry.
And then it's, oh yeah? What's Dad's breath smell like? Ugh. It smells like a fish tank. And I was just thinking, like, that is the best thing I've ever heard. So we can't talk. We can't stop talking about fish tank breath at our house. I mean, that is like the best. I mean, fish tanks really smell bad.
They do.
So we don't have a fish tank. She doesn't have one at school. Like, they do have an aquarium at school, but it's like, God, I think they put a lizard in it every once in a while.
Oh, okay.
But so she knows that fish tanks don't smell
and
good.
And she has pinpointed it as a...
So it's like her first little insult she thought of. It's pretty good, in my opinion.
She's a bright child.
She's a bright child.
So when we were downstairs earlier, I was trying not to listen to what she said she wanted to be for Halloween because I didn't want to spoil it.
Yeah, she wanted to tell Uncle Corey.
Yeah, I kept thinking she was saying heart.
Well, that's what we thought. We had to ask a couple times. Okay. Like, harp? Like the instrument?
Yeah.
So,
because I was like, oh, a heart, that's really cute. But a harp is really cute too.
Well, so when she first said, when I thought she said heart, I was like, oh, I can do that. Like, well, I had just, it in my mind.
Now, so I was gonna ask you, how do you do a harp costume?
Yeah, I that's not in my mind.
I don't know if they sell those on Amazon. I wonder if they have any adult slutty harp costumes.
Don't give anything away. We've actually, I think we're on to something with our Halloween idea this year.
The four of us?
Yeah. Bobby and I are way into the idea. So all right, I think you
need to sell Corey and I on it. I think you really need to sell Corey on
it. Okay, so you're okay with it?
If I can find the right one.
Okay. Anyway, boy, you'll just have to wait, audience. Yeah. So Rachel, you were going to tell me something... speaking of blonde little girls.
Oh, gosh. So every now and then I like to share a good or bad gym story with you.
They're usually bad.
Yeah. So today I went to the gym. Yay me. as exhausted as I was. And the row that I have my locker, I got there and there were three women. All of them blonde, nothing against blondes, but all
secretly we don't like blondes, except for Ian. Come on.
Yeah, of course. We love Ian and Corey. He's kind of a blonde.
Oh, yeah. Corey's good. Yeah. And Bobby. Actually, yeah. My daughter. Okay. So okay, we like blonde love blondes.
Okay. But let's get back to these blondes. I got the sniff mic.
Rachel, that's a blast from the past.
I know. Remember that's all we really worried about was the sniff mic.
God. Those were the good old days.
Those were the days.
The sniff mic. Oh. Anyway. Ooh, I'm going to be a sniff mic for Halloween.
Ooh, I like that. A slutty sniff mic.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, I get to the gym. There's three women there and they're finishing up they're getting dressed from having worked out. All blonde,
Wait, did they change from one pair of workout pants into their clean pair of workout pants?
Well, no. So... they were changing from their workout clothes into their lawyer clothes. And they were having a very lawyerly conversation. I think that they maybe they were public defenders because so first of all, they had come in this big group. So it was like three women in my row, but they had come with some men and somebody had been a jerk in the lobby of the gym and they were arguing about they were talking about how it was going to be an awkward ride back to the courthouse. But then it was like something had happened at the jail. And I was just like, okay, I don't have the energy for this. But let me back up a little bit. I got there. I walk up the locker rooms on the second floor of the gym and I walk up to where my locker is. And the rows of lockers, they're not really big. Like they're not super wide. And there's like a bench in between the lockers.
Okay.
And it looked like a tornado had gone through there. There were just bags and clothes everywhere.
Oh,
all
come
over
on.
The floor and all over the bench. And at that point, nobody was there. And I was just like, what the hell? So I kind of make a little bit of room in front of my locker. Oh. And I start, you know, it's like we have like these big lockers that you can put a lock on. And then you have your small locker that's your dedicated locker. So I was in front of
complicated.
Yeah. Well, so I was in front of the big locker starting to get ready. And the three women show up and they're just chattering and chattering and chattering. And one of them has a bright pink gym bag and she's like getting undressed or getting dressed from working out. And she's got like bright pink underwear. Yes, I love it. I know.
But
it's
just
like, yeah, I was just like, it's so, I felt like the cast of Legally Blonde was in my gym and it was as annoying as it sounds because they just completely took over the row. So at one point I get up from my big locker to go over to the small locker to go get something. And in the time that I go and take 10 steps and come back, one of them has put her gym bag down where I was sitting.
Oh, I think she called you out.
I was like, excuse me.
I think she was asking for a fight, Rachel.
Oh, if I hadn't been so tired, I think I would have like, you're lucky that I was just exhausted because I was just like, so instead.
Rachel was too tired to whoop your ass.
So instead, I just started being extremely passive aggressive about everything, which, you know, passive aggressive is like my superhero talent. I just started kind of like doing that annoyed thing where you're all...
Oh, you got the sniff mic in real life?
So like I sit down and I kind of move her, make a sigh and move her bag over. And then I kind of like, you know, I kind of like move and like kind of give everybody dirty looks. And they're oblivious to me. Uh-huh. Oblivious. They're just like, they're looking at, it's like, if they see me, they probably are just like, oh, you're fat.
Oh, okay. I'm going to give you, instead of passive aggressive, I've got something new for you. I do this when I go out to shows, and you know how there's like always a group of like drunk girls who don't belong at that show.
Oh, yeah,
and it's like and you're like kind of annoyed, but then you're like, oh, they're just having a good time. So what I always do is I crop dust them. Or I burp on them.
Oh my god, I should have crop dusted them.
That's my superhero power.
I was so tired I couldn't even think of it.
But that's the way to do it. And you know what? And you just pretend like you don't notice or you didn't do it. And then they're all like,
oh my god, I hope they come back.
Yeah, I'm glad I could help you.
Thank you. That's a much better approach than my like my annoyed side eye and
I like that.
Dramatic side.
I'm just giving you something you hadn't thought of.
Oh my god. Then they started talking about protein shakes. That's when I had to
leave. I'm like so bored.
I had to leave. They're like, oh my god, we forgot to order the protein shakes. I'm gonna run downstairs and see if I can get them. I was like, I am out of here. I cannot. I can't right now. I just can't.
We had a funny talk earlier about I can't.
I can't. I just can't. I can't even. Yeah. My own annoying inner white girl right there. So that was my trip to the gym today.
I'm glad you went to the gym.
Yeah, I am too.
I hope you're healthy for a long time. But
yeah, next time I'm going to crop dust the hell out of
them. Yeah, yeah. Or if you're in a club, not necessarily in that, or, you know, you're watching a show and they're annoying you. You blew a burp at them. That's the way to go.
I can actually see you doing that.
Well, yeah, of course you can. That's like kind of me.
Yep.
Do we need a little boring corner up in here?
We do, because it's been a shit week.
I know. Okay.
Dear Earth.
So, Bobby and I used to not be able to grow anything.
To grow anything?
Yeah, like plants.
Oh, yeah. Corey and I can't.
Well, we grew a child. Yes, we did a good job there.
Mm-hmm. You remember to water her.
We do. We water her every day, sometimes twice a day. But anyway, we decided to grow vegetables for the first time this year. Mm-hmm. Vegetables meaning tomatoes and bell pepper. We do have a lime tree and we do have a lemon tree. Lemon trees never produced anything. The lime tree overproduces, but we never use the limes. I don't know. I think we're scared of them, actually.
I'll take your limes.
Okay, there might be one out there. Okay. So anyway, we grew heirloom tomatoes and cherry tomatoes. Mm-hmm. They're starting to ripen.
Yay.
The heirloom tomatoes are coming out. They look really pretty. They haven't ripened yet, but the cherry tomatoes have. We also grew beefsteak tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
They just died. Oh, they didn't. Okay. They weren't having it.
R.I.P.
Yeah, yeah.
Beefsteak tomatoes.
But the bell pepper, one started growing, and there are more coming up.
Oh,
it's really exciting. Oh, and we grew sunflowers.
I'm very excited for you. Yeah. I kind of grew tomatoes. I grew cherry tomatoes last year, but my beefsteak tomatoes didn't grow. I only got three on my plant last year, whereas the cherry tomatoes did really well. And we also, last year we grew jalapeno peppers.
Ooh.
This year we didn't do anything because I was so crazy with school at the time of like when it was time to plant that we just kind of missed the window. Mm-hmm. So now we're just trying to keep like even our succulents alive at this point. It's been kind of hard.
We stumbled across planting. We just my sister's husband's sister brought these cherry or tomato plants that she'd started. Uh-huh. And so we took some of those. Then this neighbor, I've talked about her before. Her name is Bendy, the one who bends over all the time.
Oh, I was like, her name's literally Bendy.
No, her name's Bendy. Okay. But she grew some tomato plants. We bought her tomato plants. Okay. She always has plant sales on the corner of our street. So we bought some plants from her. And then the bell pepper, I don't know how we got the bell pepper. From the sister. Oh, so anyway, okay. And the sunflower. So we just... They're free plants. We're like, let's give it a shot. Yay. Nothing to lose. You know what? And
here's the thing. Plants are a really good thing in the world right now.
Yes.
Because, you know, the world's really fucked up. And,
it is.
And, you know, with climate change, we may not be able to grow plants at some time, you know.
Oh, stop.
Sorry.
God damn it,
I'm
Rachel.
Just, like, really happy for the plants that we have now. I really am. I'm being, like, hippie right now. Sorry. I'm very grateful for plants. So, boring corner, let's see, what do I have? The only thing I could really think of, I mean, because my life is boring. It's like my life is go to school, come home, get ready for school, grade papers.
That's why you and I haven't even texted with each other.
Yeah.
Like we've barely had any communication over the past month.
I know. It made me really sad yesterday. All of a sudden, I was like, I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I know. I'm so glad you texted because it hadn't occurred to me that I needed to reach out to anybody.
Well, that makes me feel special.
No. You know what? We're going to talk after this. It's been a rough fucking month.
It has. And I've been really consumed with school and like just getting back into it. And, So I've been consumed with school and getting back into it. And one of the most noticeable things, so I've been back at school for 3 weeks now after being off for 3 months. And my cat is going through some major separation anxiety with
Aww,
me. So Baxter, so my baby. So all summer, I did a lot of work from home during the summer, like freelance work. And so I would work in our what we call our lounge, and I would sit on our couch, and he would sit at the back of the couch and kind of wrap himself around my neck.
He'd lounge on you?
Yeah, he would lounge on me. Literally, he'd get on the back of the couch and he'd wrap himself around my neck and just like put his paw on my shoulder and just like lay there for hours. Aww. So now it's like I go to school. I'm gone like, you know, I'm gone from like, I leave the house at 7:45 and I don't get home until 2 or 3, depending on, you know, whatever my schedule is like. He's having like major separation anxiety. Aww. So when I get home, after I settle in, I go back into that room, like usually in late afternoon or evening, to work on classes for the next day. And he immediately jumps up there and just wraps himself around my neck and puts his paw on my shoulder and like purrs and purrs. And Corey's just like, oh my God, he's such a mama's boy. And I'm like, yeah, he's a mama's boy.
Jealous?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah. You could jump up here and wrap yourself around my neck too. I mean, or not.
Like, what?
Anyway, I just feel bad. I mean, like, I realize it's not the same as being a parent and taking your kid to daycare or whatever, but I'm like, I feel bad that my little baby has separation anxiety from me.
Oh, no.
Corey is like, he like walks around, he whines in the morning.
Aww.
Like, yeah. I feel
bad. That's really sweet.
Today I offered to take him to school with me and a baby Bjorn, but he hasn't taken me up on that offer yet.
I don't recommend that.
Huh, okay.
Babies don't really even like baby
So my cat, my 17-pound yeah. cat might yeah. not like it.
You're kind of asking for it.
Okay.
You know
well,
what I'm saying?
Duly noted.
Do we have anything else?
I don't know.
I feel like we probably do.
The world is ending.
Yeah,
nice knowing
know.
All of you.
I know. Yeah. Well, okay. Let's rehash. Hurricanes, earthquakes, fires.
Solar flares.
Okay, and I'm not biblically knowledgeable. Wait a minute. It's what happens when the Antichrist comes?
Well, frogs, raining frogs,
oh,
and
God.
And other things from the sky. Lots of fire. I don't know about hurricanes exactly, but I'm sure if you interpret
well, solar flares and fire forest
yeah,
fires.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Definitely fire. And even though it's not specifically hurricanes, I feel like the whole raining creatures from the sky thing probably is in line with hurricanes.
I wish I could sing. I want to sing It's Raining Frogs.
It's raining frogs.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I can't
but
sing,
but
I still
feel
do.
Like Donald Trump is too obvious of an antichrist. Because I feel like the antichrist is supposed to be kind of sneaky.
Yeah, he's pretty not
like, obvious.
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm the Antichrist.
I'm the president.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, I don't know. We just, as a planet, we got to get our shit together.
Yes.
Soon. Like now. Like
yeah. Yeah.
Because it's pretty shitty.
Oh, wait, and flooding. Because there was a flood in India.
Yeah.
Well, and then Harvey, of course. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
it's kind of shitty end of times right now.
It really is. It's been a really rough couple weeks and then a really rough just month. It's been.
Yeah, it has. It has.
Difficult.
Huh. Well, hope we cheered you all up.
Yeah. Hmm. Do we have, come on. We can't do this.
What else we got?
We have something fun, right? Think.
Stranger Things is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
In October.
Oh, Twin Peaks finished. You didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it, but I'm really excited about Stranger Things.
Okay. me too.
Okay. And you didn't watch Orphan Black, and that just ended, and that was amazing.
Oh, that's one I could probably talk myself into. Oh, but we did watch Westworld.
I haven't watched that yet,
oh,
and I want to.
My God.
Okay. Okay.
There's this one night where I was like, it was the weirdest thing, because, like, I'm never bored. Like, I'm never bored as a human anyway, but I don't have time to even be bored
right
now.
Right, I get it.
But there's this one night where Bobby's like, I'm going to go to my office. And for a second, I was like, I already played, like, my games I play. I already, like, cleaned the house. What am I going to do? Like, you know what? Tonight's the night. I'm going to watch an HBO show. I turn it on, and then I was like, Westworld.
There
I told
go.
My friend Hillary I was going to watch Westworld, like, in November. I should do that. I even taped all of them and then erased them when we got... we got rid of cable.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, I'm just going to watch it. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch Westworld. Bobby kind of stops in his tracks. He's like, well, I can stay down here. So then we watched the first one, and then afterwards we're like, oh, what did we just watch? Yeah. It was we're like, okay, well, we're sad that it was like too late to stay up and watch another one. And then we watched this show in a week and a half. And for Bobby and I, that may as well have been like a night.
Okay. Corey and I, that's been on our short list of shows to watch. But but here's the thing. I am begging you. Episode one of Orphan Black, season one. I could watch that episode every day for the rest of my life and be happy.
Oh no, what's the black? Is it the Black Mirror?
Oh, Black Mirror. I've seen three episodes of that. They fucked me up.
Well, I know. So we started to watch one,
but I want to go back to it and watch more.
Yeah, we started to watch one, and we were both like, ooh.
Did you watch the pig one?
No.
Oh, nothing.
I have a funny story to tell you.
About pigs?
No, it's actually not about pigs.
Okay.
So Bobby and I really want to go see It.
Yeah, but
we've been having trouble finding a babysitter. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, jokingly, of course, I said, you know what? Let's just take Rosalie. And so our big joke is, or it's not a joke, the way we handle scary things with her is we tell her that spooky. It's not scary. Yeah. We don't use the word scary. We say, oh, that was just spooky.
Yeah.
So it makes it kind of like, oh, it's pretend.
It's fun. Yeah.
And so when we were talking about seeing it, I was like, yeah, well, let's take her. Let's tell her spooky.
Spooky. Oh.
So then we both kind of laugh. So then he's watching Night Flight, and it's Southern California bands, and all of a sudden they start playing the Suicidal Tendencies video, and it's like this terrible video where these kids Let's Skate or something like that, and the kids are just like effing up this guy's house and skateboarding and spray painting the house, just going crazy.
Yeah.
And Rosalie like turned her head and she looked at it, she's like, Mom, what are they doing? And I was like, Bobby, change it.
Change it now.
Like, you just said our kid could watch It. Now I have to change Suicidal Tendencies. I'm like, yes, we can't watch this.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what we do. Night Flight is a thing in our house, I guess.
I like Night Flight, yeah.
I don't, actually.
Really?
Yeah, but I watch it now, but I don't really like it.
You know what? I'm the same age as Bobby, so it's like,
I know.
I think that's like I came of age with
You guys Night get Flight. It.
Yeah.
They played some like Red Hot Chili Peppers video that was not a popular song. It's nothing I recognize. And the video was so stupid. And it's weird to watch them because you're like, these are just some dumb teenagers.
Okay, so here's the thing. I would probably change the channel during a Red Hot Chili Peppers video. I'd probably get up and go to the bathroom or change the channel.
I think there must be a rule with Night Flight that you can't because Bobby never changes it.
Because I'm pretty anti-Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, so then there's this Oingo Boingo video, which I've always liked Oingo Boingo, but I've never seen their videos.
Yeah.
But it was like they had this audience of, it was all women, all with white, pale skin, dark hair, and red lipstick. And so my first joke was, oh, they look like our Kiss calendar we have. Because our Kiss calendar has all these women in the audience that are white face. Anyway, but then so the it's supposed to look like it's this big concert, but it's all this concert of just these women in the audience,
obviously.
But then they do this like shot with the camera from up above, but you can see that it's just this group around the stage and that there's nobody else. I'm like, they didn't think that through.
So sort of like the Trump inauguration.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. And Sean Spicer is in the background like, no,
biggest turnout ever.
The most white girls with black hair and red lipstick you've ever seen.
Fake news. Oh my God.
That's awesome. That's all I've got.
Okay.
Did you have anything else?
No, I think I don't know if I can top that.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
I can't. I don't know if I can top that. But speaking of It.
Okay.
So I have this class that I take on Fridays on campus. And I was on campus this morning and there was a red balloon tied to a vending machine.
Shut up!
I was like, what the fuck?
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So. I want to go see. We're trying to get a babysitter for next Friday night. Right.
I thought you were going to say you wanted to see the red balloon tied to the vending machine. I'm like, I'll just
take a picture. Can you take a picture?
I'll just take a picture for you. Okay.
I get it.
Okay. All right.
I can picture it.
On that note.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Until next time, which is hopefully not a month from now.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Good Girls Don't was produced by Paloma Jordan and Rachel LeBrock. Engineered mostly by Paloma Jordan with some help from Bobby Jordan. We listened to your tips. Thank you very much.
Yeah. That was kind of a jab.
We turned the fan off, okay?
I talked into the mic side with the logo.
Okay. We got this. Child care services provided by Bobby Jordan and Uncle Corey. Snacks provided by In-N-Out. I don't know.
We don't know what's happening.
Bobby wanted a milkshake.
Yeah, they're doing something downstairs. We don't know.
Yeah. Entertainment provided by us and my sniff mic. And until next time, if the world doesn't end before then, good night.
Good night. Good Girls.